You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Want to just take this on the air?
That'd be an ENN.
No,
I'll tell you what.
Be the last ENN.
I'm not going to take it on the air, but I'll tell you what. It's going to be interesting to hear what I talk about on the air on Hot 97 tomorrow morning.
Oh, by the way, hi.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
It's Peter's Anthony
here.
Pusick.
I'm here, too. Anthony Pusick in for Peter for ENN, even though he's right next to me. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, no, I dragged Anthony in here. I said, you know what?
He was good.
Michael's out. You should do ENN so we can do it right.
Well, ENN is brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise in.
Come get some!
I wanted a third one.
That's more than stereo of Michelle Scalise. Yeah, let's get back on track here. I'd like to say good evening to Peter and Michael.
Don's in recovery, as we all know, from the Dorito situation.
And soda.
And cigars. See, he's
beat. Pipes.
Excuse me? Were you a pipe guy?
I always said, I tried it, enjoyed it. I'm like, I'm too young. I got to wait till I'm 50. But then I was off smoking by then. So I do like a good pipe.
That's great.
2025 is just right around the corner.
It's all there.
I'm a big dude guy.
Yeah.
You think DoorDash is getting involved with serial killers?
I think they can corner the market. I don't think anybody's involved yet.
No, it's true what you're saying.
Yeah.
Have a cup of Joe to let it flow. He spends enough time in there. It's not flowing.
It's unfortunate.
That was a quote from a Biodome. Need a cup of Joe to let it flow.
And it wasn't your voice. I had to figure it came from somewhere.
Brendan Fraser vehicle.
No.
Pauly Shore vehicle.
That's it. There you go.
Wasn't Brendan Fraser in it also?
No, he was in
The
Walk
Other
Like a Man?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, hold on.
You're thinking of another Pauly Shore. There's a Pauly Shore Brendan Fraser vehicle.
Stand by.
Clearly somebody made a deal.
Airheads? He's in Airheads, right?
Airheads, yeah, but Pauly Shore's not in Airheads.
All right.
I'm going to track.
You know what? Go ahead.
Well, we can start with this.
How about this? Topic, ENN.
ENN, here we go.
For God's sakes, Rob, wake up.
Now, a lot of people are upset on social media that I changed the Don Rant poster because it was Rodney wake up, and then when Rob wake up, I just thought it was funny to cross out Rodney's name, right, Rob? Yeah, lazy. I thought funny. You think lazy. That's two different interpretations of it. It wasn't really a rant
man?
Of yours.
Encino Man.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
It won your point guard, though. You should be proud of that.
I was very happy. It was the right call as well. Griffin I had a feeling when I did.
Griffin wasn't happy.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah. By the way, Griffin had a hell of a day. Don, you know, Michael's not here, right?
No. I checked. That's why I'm here.
So he had to go. So I can properly trash the New York Post without Michael defending them?
He won't get any pushback from here.
He might text you.
I'm not going to get into the specifics.
You know he's listening.
But there's an article right now on Page 6 about Hot 97.
Okay.
Talks about some controversial things.
Interesting. Okay.
Involving anything involving you?
Nothing involving me. No.
Wow.
Yeah. I
That's
know.
Good.
Rare. It's the New York Post. It's the New York Post. It's talking about someone from Hot 97. It's not me. But here's the thing. This is what makes you upset. In talking about Hot 97, it talks about the influence and history of Funkmaster Flex and how big the station is. And it says the station is current home to... What's the direct quote? Hold on.
Oh, no.
No, this is beyond...
Oh, no. Is it Michael K. Show-esque?
It's Flex helped invent the network. First of all, no one calls it a network. Like, local radio stations aren't called networks, but whatever. Flex helped invent the network, hosting its first hip-hop show in 1992, back when it was a pop station. It's gone on to become a juggernaut in the genre, hosting, among other things, the highly influential Breakfast Club.
What?
Couple issues.
Hello?
With that. Yeah.
I mean, this is the New York... This is his beloved newspaper, Don. This is the beloved New York Post. Is it a Page 6 problem? Wake up, Flip!
This is ridiculous.
Thank you, Griffin.
Griffin agrees.
All right, sorry, I'm moving on.
And well, we missed this from this might be 2 years ago now, but this is a great drop from Don.
I saw some great movies this weekend. I saw The Godfather. I saw Gone with the Wind. I saw It's Pat.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was good.
That was a moment in time.
Drop Madness,
a bit.
Everybody. Tomorrow, first matchups.
We're starting tomorrow?
We are starting tomorrow, the start of the tournament.
Oh, today's Wednesday.
Can you believe it? I have lost track of all my days. I feel like
Joe Torre. Every day is another month. You know,
Every
day is another month.
The calendar flips quicker. Is that what you were going
to say? Yeah, you get the idea.
The older you get, yada, yada, that type of thing?
No, but today it hit me. Today, I went to a funeral today.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. My cousin Stevie, my dad's first cousin. My dad has a lot of first cousins, but Stevie was the man. And Stevie passed away, and it was very sad because he, you know, 72 these days, guys, is young. Like, he was in great shape. So 72, like, it just is.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where I've been to the funerals of people who are very young, and that obviously Don has a different feel.
Sure.
And then someone dying very old has a certain feel. But like early 70s is a weird one. It's still very sad. You're like, this guy was just, Stevie was so good. Anyways, the rabbi, she said something about, it was a very basic phrase, a biblical phrase about how like our lifetime is essentially like, you know, nothing in terms of the grand scheme of the world.
Right.
It's like a second of time. When you think about the fact that the dinosaurs were around 50 million years ago, our lifetime, you think Joe Torre feels old.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine how God feels.
Look at how the dinosaurs felt when the calendar flipped.
You know what? Speaking of which, I'm sorry, Anthony, I'll let you start in a
what
second.
What happened to that meteor?
I know. So, the other day, I was watching the Morgan Freeman Planet Earth vehicle. What's it called? You seen it?
Yeah, I think I have.
It's not Planet Earth. It's called something else. But it's Morgan Freeman, Don, as the voice of God, as he should be.
Right.
That's right.
Talking about everything. And there have been three different extinction events in history.
Our planet. Is that what it was?
Don, so there have been three extinction events.
Okay.
The last one was the one. You know, it was dinosaurs gone. Goodbye.
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
Where does the Ice Age fit into this? Was that an extinction event?
I would think so, no.
That was
how many chances you get?
That was before.
Wait, was that directed at God? Was that directed at God?
I think we had a call.
How many chances you get?
Three extinction events. And at this point,
we know. And by the way, so we're just sitting here hoping that the next one doesn't happen during our lifetime.
Don's just sitting up there.
Firmly.
Look at this garbage. Look at this garbage.
Well, that, I mean, so you're literally just hoping that we don't have it because another one's coming.
Well,
the question is the next one man-made?
Are you ready? I'm going to blow your mind with this. I've thought about this many times before. I've actually had this conversation with Andrew Gunling.
He goes very deep.
All right, so these extinction events happen.
Yep.
Now, the one happened, we figured, well, the dinosaurs were here.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that we didn't have a society?
That made it to this level.
That made it to this level or beyond.
Right.
And then extinction level event. And you got to start all over again. Like, we think we're the first to do all this stuff. This might have been done a few times before, and we're saying three extinction events. That's what we know of.
Well, that's a great question.
But where did we know the dinosaurs, we got to that point, but what were the other points before that?
It's a great
then?
Point, because you're talking about the dinosaurs being around 50 million years ago, right? So at some point, there was another version of this. They made it here. There was a 98.7 FM. It eventually became 10:50 AM again.
Oh, it did it now.
Yeah, no, the whole thing happened again. So here's what you'd have to ask.
Who would have thought?
You'd have to go to the scientist now and say, tell me this. If there was another extinction event, have you guys done anything that if it were to happen, could survive and a future world would be able to find it to know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it depends on the level of extinction. I mean, I don't know. Is there any way to survive it? I don't know.
Well, you got
to
be a cockroach. Like
which dinosaur were each of you? Michael, Don, Peter. Which dinosaur?
Yeah, don't try to simplify what we're saying.
You're not on the same level.
I'm really not.
What dinosaur would you be? What are you going to put this up on the ESPN Instagram account?
That's not my job.
Send Jake back in.
Have Jake's in the show tomorrow. Which dinosaur would you be? Don would be a T-Rex. Michael, because of the length of his head, would clearly be a Brachiosaurus.
No, Michael K.
And, you know, I think I'm a Stegosaurus. I mean, I think I'm, yeah. I'm giving Stegosaurus, I feel.
I think that's fair.
I'm not a pterodactyl.
No.
No, none of us can fly. That's just silly.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Let's not be ridiculous.
I'm not Larry Blurred.
John Winthrop points out the Ice Age was 100,000 years ago.
So that's post. Oh, that's way post.
When
dinosaur.
Ray Romano was walking around with the sloth.
No. But that was. I guess that was an extinction event.
I believe it was based on true events.
So that's the most recent.
I guess that's the most. So the dinosaur was the second one. That there's a third one. Is that what you're saying? That was the third
that's
one.
That's what they say. I think they're.
That's what they
more.
Say.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead with Ian.
Because remember,
let's get to the sports.
When you take a look, our
what sports
isn't Venus is supposed to be like our sister planet, right? Like that's mm-hmm. supposed to be. What we're going to end up being. Like, what was Venus? But Venus was us. And then eventually something happened to get it to that point.
Oh, boy.
Where it's covered in gas and it's just
was
a mess.
Was this all, you know, did Venus already do all this stuff? I was like, is Venus like, hold my beer?
Venus, like, we've seen what happens. It's not good.
Yeah.
Really uplifting stuff on a Wednesday.
Yeah, this is scary. I don't know.
Really,
you don't
anyway.
Think this is good, though? I mean, the only thing.
Oh, no, of course.
The only difference between this and the conversation that some of our listeners are having is that we're not.
No,
hot.
No. By the way, John wants.
You don't know.
John wants to correct himself.
Oh, boy.
He said the Ice Age was 10,000 years ago, not 100,000
years
ago.
Yes, I just
ago.
Can't read.
He's not an idiot.
Yeah, listen. I don't know why I'm here. You want to get going?
Amen.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You want to give a taste to the listeners of what we got in store tomorrow for Drop Madness?
Yes.
Well, of course, it's 116 like it always is first day. Here we go. Here's the one seed in the flub region.
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is.
It's so unbelievably underrated.
It's a beautiful all, one seed.
All the way, to correct me on went and gone and all the things he corrects me on. And then even after I call him out on mangy, he can't. He says mangy. He goes mangy.
He was struggling through it. He was struggling through it. And then we have the upstart 16 seed.
BetMGM,
yeah, it's got no shit.
Love it.
Well, listen, it's a 16 seed.
That's Wagner.
It's only happened twice. I don't even know if it's happened in Drop Madness history that a 16 seed
has
won.
No, I'm sure it has.
Oh, no, it has.
Because
I got to tell you, he did deserve the thing that I've gotten on social media.
Okay. Is how terrible I've done at this. I know.
No. The exact opposite.
Oh, wow.
How your seedings are spot on.
Well, thank you.
With Andrew, we got a lot of complaints, right, Peter? I mean, we've taken phone calls. How is this, that? Now, I mean, we'll see once we start doing it. But when, at least on the social media pages, people thought you nailed it.
Well, here's
that's why there's no way that 16's got a chance to win.
Well,
right?
Here's the interesting thing, Peter.
Because you respect yourself.
I know you had some issues with a couple of the seedings. It was the 15 and 16 and one of the, was it?
He got that dog in him. Mm. I mean, it hides wrinkles, your jowls, your double chin.
Well, the reason that it has gone so well this year is because, to your credit, you said we should bring Jacob and Tom into this because they...
And you're going to blame it on them now.
No. They helped me. Mm. A lot of these drops, some of these drops, and drops that weren't seeded, were not in this tournament before Jacob and Tom came along. I gave them what I had and I said, listen, there's like 40 drops from each of the regions that I've knocked it down to. I didn't get them in the beginning when we had the 1,000 that we have for the whole year. And I said, let's take a look at this. Let me know what you think. And some of them were like, why is this in here? Why is this? And we listened and we're like, you know what? You're right.
And you made corrections. That's what you do.
But the reason those are so low, so I'm actually going to give them credit. I didn't have either of those making it.
Jowls wasn't in there.
I didn't. There was some that I liked better.
In them wasn't in it?
It's still a 15 for me, and I didn't think it was that strong. Jacob and Tom felt differently
about
it.
I'm good with that.
You think he got that dog in him is only a 15?
Yeah, that's fine.
You really want to stump for he got that dog in him when it's up against...
That's not true! I mean, that's not true. The reason that's not true is a great drop is because it's very useful.
Right,
but so is he got that dog.
I know,
we just
but
don't
it's
use
not
it enough.
It's a good point.
Special, by the way. Steve tweets. He did the work. We've had six mass extinction.
No,
six.
Levels. No, Morgan Freeman
over
told me it was
340 million.
I will never question Morgan Freeman.
It's three. Trust me. I watched it on Netflix. It has to be true. All right, go ahead.
Funny region, one seed.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants
against Don.
Nobody coaches me up.
That was a late entry as well.
Now, one's funnier, but I think the last one, Nobody Coaches Me Up, is a better drop. What do you think?
No.
All right.
Chocolate's off serving your pants.
It's very, very good. I really, this was my one
I'll
seed.
Never forget where I was.
I really, really like the troubling one seed.
Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Bullshit.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's.
You just fought through it.
That's what it's a
Sloman's gets a plug for the whole tournament.
it's a nice nice piece of work right there.
And then this one I loved. 16.
I feel it for 1 point.
No, that's not feeling it.
That's feeling it. Feel this then, okay?
You hear what I'm saying?
What's underrated about, and this is because I'm just looking through this, and it's so fun to do this. I wish that people, the listeners, could see how fun it is to listen back to every single drop we've had over the year.
Lucky you.
It's a treat. Jacob and Tom got to witness it for the first time, and it really is a treat. My favorite part about the troubling 8 seed isn't really the beginning part of it.
I'm hearing you. You're very low.
You're the low.
Oh, no.
Man.
Something's going on.
Do you say Manischewitz at the end?
Yeah, he does.
I enjoy that.
He does. Me too. He really? Quietly goes, Manischewitz.
that might be my favorite part of the drop.
That's very good.
And the one seed. And now this is why Griffin had such a strong day.
You know what?
He's Dan Hurley. He's already making calls on Thursday. Knowing he's got to prepare for Stetson, he's already getting ready. He's got to defend his one seed next year.
Yeah, you know what is something.
And he's up against.
I mean, it hides wrinkles, your jowls, your double chin.
You help there too, Don.
No, you know what? Don actually heard it.
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah, you agree, don't you?
I regret. I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay, Don. You can't do anything about it. But if Don doesn't get in there and you hear the clean, because he's almost hitting Michael with like a Patrick Mahomes like rant of saying one after another, and Don got excited, and it happens to us, even the best of us.
Well, I got to tell you guys, the voting will be the same. It will be on Twitter, TMKS ESPN. But this year we actually have a website that I'm going to put up on our page where you can listen to every drop from all the regions.
What?
So you can make an informed decision about where you're going. What do you think of that?
I like it.
Because you know the system that we had before.
Yeah.
Which was A, cumbersome, B, tiring, and C, not very good.
Yeah. I like what you've done. I respect the committee's work. And unlike a lot of the things that have been said about the men's tournament in basketball, this you guys listen, you do the work, and you deserve to be lauded for it. Yep. My friend Francis sends an interesting text. Okay. I like this. This is interesting.
Okay.
He said, Peter, the drops are delicious this year, as usual. Ooh. Can we talk about the fundamental difference between a short drop and a long drop, please? I feel like there's a big difference between the utility and the funniness of a long drop versus a short drop. Almost feels like they need separate brackets. They should not go against each other.
Hmm.
They are very, very different.
They are different. They are different. And again, this is the third year now that we've done the new regions. Where it's not Michael, Don, Peter, and another.
Yeah, maybe there should be a long drop region.
So we might have to start having the conversation about a long... Now, here's the thing.
Where's this getting used?
If you lost Ira, it's like losing Cronkite.
Or Cronkite. I don't want to lose either of them.
Well, no. And you're right.
You can't play it during the show.
Now, Andrew did take a lot of usefulness into consideration. We've cut down on drop usage a little bit. And I tried for the flub region is really the things that are the most funny to hear back again. And those are ones, like you said, Peter, that we don't get to hear a whole lot of.
Yeah.
There's a lot of flubs there that are like 7 seconds long.
So many flubs.
They can never really be used.
Yeah.
BetMGM blah, blah, blah could be used. We just don't use it. But I do enjoy it.
All right, that's tomorrow. We're looking very much forward to Drop Madness.
Well, let me tell you something. Somebody that wasn't enjoying themselves last night was Wally Szczerbiak. He was on CBS Sports for the coverage of the first four, and he was not thrilled with Virginia's performance losing to Colorado State, and made his thoughts known.
This performance matters by Virginia. I mean, Mountain West completely blew them off the floor. Mountain West, we've been saying, has been completely underseeded, and the way you perform in this tournament, it puts the committee on notice. They made a mistake putting Virginia into the NCAA tournament. Every bracketologist was saying it. They go out and play like this. It's unwatchable basketball the way they played today on national TV.
Strong.
St. John's is sitting there like, we've won 6 out of 7. We're scoring 90 points a game.
Gave the names.
Playing great basketball down the stretch in the Big East. Seton Hall beat Marquette and UConn. They're sitting at home or in the NIT. They should be in this NCAA tournament. Pitt should be in this NCAA tournament.
Or Oklahoma.
Also,
Oklahoma,
the committee made a big mistake by putting this team in the NCAA tournament this year. And it's nothing against Tony Bennett. He's a great national championship winning coach. But his team did not belong on this floor with Colorado State.
Did they miss 17 straight shots?
They didn't score, Don, for an hour.
Michael,
almost an hour.
Michael was nice when he's like Virginia's style of play. It's a nice way of saying good. They just can't score.
Look, you know from the and this is a team that Tony Bennett took to a national title in 2019. This is a team that does beat you by scoring 60 points, and right. They're going to hold you to under 50.
Also, the team lost to a 16 seed.
The problem with them this year is that they also can't score. On top of only being able to hold you to 60 points, they can't score 60 points. And that was evidenced in a game where, Peter, as you always talk about, is this really the start of the tournament? This is not helping the argument. It's not the start of the tournament.
It's jabroni, pumple duck it, city. It I have no use for it.
The definition, as Peter would say.
Tournament adjacent.
Tournament adjacent. It really is.
No. I'll take it a step further. It should be tournament adjacent. It's tournament adjacent-esque.
Wow.
It doesn't even feel, when you turn it on.
Well, it's like
actually,
on CBS.
I'll tell you this.
True TV.
When you turn it on, it feels more like you're watching the NIT than it feels like you're watching the tournament.
Now, you do give credit to Wagner.
That might be point guard for tomorrow.
You do give credit to Wagner because they did win their first four matchups.
You love to see it.
And they do have to face UNC. But you know what? For a team like that, that doesn't always get to the tournament, that's a pretty cool moment for these kids. And then they have and now they're in the big tournament. They are going to play on Thursday. I think they're like 2:45, the 2:45 game. And because they're playing UNC, they're probably going to be on CBS.
Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Let's say you're St. John's or Seton Hall.
Yeah.
And you make the dance, but you make it as a play-in. What would you rather? Win your play-in and get dismantled by the one seed?
Mm-hmm.
Or make a run and win the NIT?
Well, clearly, if you're St. John's, your answer is
you want
make
in.
The play-in.
Yeah, you take the play-in. Give yourself a chance.
Wait a minute. Really.
They'd probably be in that 10-seed spot that Virginia was in.
I'm not saying would you rather be in the NIT and win it or go to the dance and have a chance. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to the NIT and you're going to win it. Or you're going to get to the dance and you're going to win against whoever in the play-in. And they get pummeled by 20 points by North Carolina. Wouldn't you rather play the games of the NIT and win the NIT?
No.
Because what is this? We just said
but you gotta
the game
get
you won, nobody cared about. And then the game you played was in the middle of the afternoon
but you
get crushed.
If you get it, you have to believe there's a chance you can win a play-in game.
Especially because I would guess, since Virginia was probably one of those teams that just barely made it, St. John's or Seton Hall were going to be that 10 seed.
But,
and then playing a 7 seed.
But you played the role of me, and would you? I'm laying it out for you. Would you rather?
Would you rather win
not
the NIT?
Potential? No, I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're gonna beat whoever Longwood in the play-in, and then lose by 20 to North Carolina, or win the NIT. Which would you rather do?
I have no interest in the NIT. Winning it is like to quote right. something that we hate, kissing
okay.
your sister.
All right, fine.
It's nothing.
So, I might
so
say
what is the equivalent
win
of
the
winning
NIT,
on True TV with nobody watching and then playing a 2:30 tip against North Carolina, lose by 20, and then you go home. Like what was that?
Well, as a
I made it to the NCAA tournament.
Seton Hall or St. John's hang a banner if they win the NIT? I guess that's the question.
They probably would.
If that's the case, then you probably want to go and win it.
Listen, as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Of a team that currently stinks, but I think we would describe as basically kind of a perennial tournament kind of team in Maryland. If they go to the NIT, I literally don't think about it.
Right.
If they go to the tournament, I'm counting down the minutes till they play.
Right.
So I just, I'd rather go to the tournament always. It's me.
I think this was a beautiful ENN, and that is going to do it
so
for
much.
ENN.
I love
brought to you by
like.
Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration Event and
Salivation
Ram
Event
Truck Month.
So I'd go now. Now you got me interested.
Because that's uncomfortable.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's right. Tomorrow, Drop Madness kicks off. Michael will be back on the program.
Yay!
Oh, are you kidding me? It's going to be a fantastic day tomorrow.
More on Ohtani.
The Ohtani fallout with his interpreter. Turns out the guy's been illegally betting and stealing money from Shohei Ohtani.
Oh,
you can't miss tomorrow. It all starts at 3 p.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN. Yes, good night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.